UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Senator.
Ares 31, me neither.
Or 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Or 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Something. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Emergency 1095. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911, you guys busy?
Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same airplanes.
Howdy dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, Bob, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to tonight's show. In a moment we have Anne from Denmark sharing her lifelong abduction experience. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Thank you.
You come to us today from Denmark.
Yes, that's correct.
And you have had many abduction experiences since you were a child.
That is also true, yes, starting from a very early age.
Could you start with how old you were and your earliest memories, please, Anne?
Well, my earliest, strangest experience, I was not conscious enough to actually remember it myself. That is, my parents have told me. I vanished from my troller in their closed garden and was found an hour later in the front of the house. In order for me to get from there to there, I have to pass through several closed doors, past my mother. And the same goes, of course, for someone if they had to move me to the front yard. But obviously, I couldn't remember that because I was only 5 or 6 months old at that time. My first recollection of something strange going on is my room at my parents' house was out onto the garden and open fields out back back then. I saw UFOs, flying orbs, lights in the night out there. And that's also when I start to have these returning dreams where it starts actually often with me being hunted. Sounds insanely silly, this story. But I'm being hunted by a huge turtle with big black eyes. And just when this turtle gets to me, look me in the eyes, all I see is these black eyes, and then for many years I just woke up there. As a grown-up now, I have seen this very dream again, but now it changes around to be one of those what people probably call the gray. That dream returns and returns and returns actually until I'm about 22, 23 years old. Then it takes a break, and then it returns around 40. Again, at some point. Up all through my life, I had seen lights out in the night in that garden. And I was found sometimes outside the house by my parents. They thought I was sleepwalking, but they didn't know how I got out anyway from the house. See if I can remember everything. When I was around 22, a very significant experience happened. I had a dream about giving birth in this strange cave-like, moist cave, surrounded by someone, but I couldn't see anyone. And this strange, well, it kind of looked like, if you can imagine, the alien cross with a human baby kind of thing. And it comes out of me, and then it glares at me with those black, big, dark eyes. And then I wake up, and water literally pours out of me. At that time, I had no idea what it meant to be pregnant and give birth to a child. But today, it must have been that, what's it called, the fluid. Well, when you're having a child, it was that much that came out of me. A year later, I woke up with burns from under my feet and up to the knees. That sort of thing have kept on happening up through the 20s. Then I think I had a sort of a break for some years. I myself got pregnant, married, had a couple of kids. I put a lid on it for quite some time. Then over a few months, over a summer, it accumulated where I had several bruising pretty much every other night. Fingerprints, bruises that clearly looked like fingers, but only four fingers. And it just kept getting worse and worse. And at that time, I decided to trust this story to a friend that has some psychic abilities. And she made me some stuff that could help me protect me from these experiences. From that day on, I started to remember a lot of this stuff. I am often in this kind of cave systems, tunnels, endless long tunnels with little rooms where there's some high tech now and there, here and there. And I often see, just before I go to sleep, this strange tunnel-like, wormhole-like thing, and then I just know that I'm going to have an experience, and I'm fully conscious at that moment. Also, the beings that I see are different. They are more friendly. They explain. I have rarely bruises. You can actually say that from that date on, the bruises before was done to me. Today, the bruises happen to me because I do something in my dream, if that makes sense. I often walk around. I had I woke up with a scratch down my one leg. I had stumbled in a dream and scratched my leg on a piece of rock of some sort. And I woke up and I actually had, my leg was bleeding from that very place where I had hit in the dream. I sometimes see these spaceships hanging at the end of these tunnels. And I'm fully conscious when I have that feeling, though, to totally relax. But these days I rarely see or have bruises that I don't know how came there. I just know it from the dream, why I got it. So you can say the experience have become more friendly, the beings I see are more friendly, different type than it was up through my childhood. I have also found out recent that I'm actually born with a very strange DNA. I have what I do believe is called a translocation of DNA chromosomes that have switched places. I have the rarest blood type in that exists, AB negative. And my brother doesn't have that rare blood type. And my mom and dad are A and B. So I'm apparently not quite like them. Well, yeah, well, it's hard to remember all the stories, but that's up till today. I have recently been told also that by a psychic that I have had a life out there, in a previous life out there in space in some sort of form. I think that's, well, a fast track to my experience in this.
We will be right back after this. So the marks on your body, you'd stumble in a dream and then that's how you'd get the mark.
Exactly. I can remember one particular dream where I am in this cave with three alien beings of some sort or whatever you would call them, we hear this explosion on top and we can see some sunlight pour in. And this one of them grabbed me and told me, you need to get out of here because you got something they want. And then he drags me into this tunnel system, and that's where I scratched my leg, and I wound up with a bleeding knee. Very strange, but that's what happens.
The cave system's interesting. Does it seem familiar in any way?
I seem to know them in some way, but I have never been in a place on Earth that I can remember physically that looks like that. It's a sandy underground, fine sand on the underground, and then there's these dark, moist cliff around us, huge caves where you could have a whole house in it. I feel like I know it in some way. I can say that.
Could you describe some of the beings you've actually seen?
Well, the greys, the typical grey, small, big head, dark eyes. Then I have seen something similar to the greys, but just a lot taller than normal human size. Then I see this, normal human size, a little more muscular than humans, have this brown, grayish skin color without any hair at all, very stringy in the look. You can see all the muscles of the body, actually, and very pronounced bone structure in the face also. And they're nice. They're very nice, actually. They explain stuff to me and they ask me, it seems like almost like they are training me, these guys. And they don't like the greys that much, I know.
And would they use physical speech when they communicate with you?
No, in the head. Always in the head. And more like images, pictures. And I do think they sometimes think I'm a bit slow. A strange feeling because I usually am not told I'm slow. But if you know what I mean. It's a matter of how they percept, they put images in your head and then they expect you to understand what those images means. But, well, it's a totally different kind of language in a way.
And that's the only way they've ever communicated with you?
Yes.
I was going to ask whether they communicated in your native language.
No, I've never heard them speak like that. I've seen they put images in my head and I sense them more. I feel them. And that's also how I feel that they're nice, if you know what I mean. They care, these last type I described. The gray, they're more, when they use the mental stuff, it's more to get me to do what they want. And that has been nasty now and again, where I have been waking up actually screaming because I most definitely did not want to do what they wanted me to do. But these other guys, they're more explaining in a way.
The actual later beings, any of them were like an individual that you're actually connecting with constantly?
Yes, there's one specific guy. Strangely enough, I can't put a face 100% on him, but I know he is next to me, if that makes sense. And it's the same guy that show up each time that explains things to me. I see others of them, but it is always him that I talk to, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. Have you ever seen any human beings actually within your experience?
With that one, the friendlies, I have seen some other groups of humans, yes, walking along with them, talking, or whatever, if you can call it that. And then I have also seen when I was around the gray, though that was more, people were scared, the other human beings. Especially one I remember from the grays where people were stuffed in this kind of basin or water fluid in some sort where they were pushed under. Apparently, I was in it too, and you can breathe it, but it's kind of a scary experience. And people were scared, most definitely. And there was a lot of humans there too.
Introducing the High Strangeness Coffee Blend by Redacted Coffee Company, a medium roast of the Brazilian kind. This medium roast offers flavors of chocolate and vanilla combined with a distinct fruity taste and a unique sweet floral aroma. The experience of high strangeness doesn't end there, with a sweet butter aftertaste that doesn't fade as your coffee cools. This coffee regains its flavors all the way through your cup, ensuring it truly is good to the last drop. The veteran-funded, employee-owned Redacted Coffee Company and UFO Chronicles podcast have partnered together to bring you the best coffee on and off the planet. Get 20% off your first order now at redactedcoffee.com/UFO. That's redactedcoffee.com/UFO. Or follow the link below in this episode's description or click on the banner of my website. This podcast is fueled by coffee oozing high strangeness. So what are you waiting for? Wake up to the strange.
Though I never talked to any of them.
When was the last time you had an experience?
A month ago.
Very, very recent.
Yeah, actually. And strangely enough, I can't remember anything, but I woke up with some strange stuff, markings, something icky on my belly. And I can't explain how it got there. I couldn't wash it off, but it looked like it was something that was kind of yellowish, kind of powder stuff that had a pattern on my belly. That was the reason once.
When you've had your experiences location-wise, I mean, you had the cave system.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other locations you've actually been to?
Yes, I have another one where I can't explain where I was. I see this. I go into this tunnel system, wormhole thing that I explained. And at the end, I see this, you can actually call it a drone, perhaps. It looks like a croissant, you know, the bread you eat, just metallic. And then it these links go in and out of each other. It goes through this sort of house, neighborhood kind of gardens, but not any gardens or area I have ever seen or know. And I wouldn't even say it looked like human gardens. And it kind of films the area, and I follow it in a way. And another time I landed out where I could see at the end this spaceship hanging out in space. Normally, I mean, there must have been some sort of light source or sun or something, because I could easily see the ship and something, some light hitting it in a way. So, but often there is these tunnels.
Can you describe to me the ships you've seen?
Yeah, well, I have seen triangles. I have seen some that, with the naked eye, look like as bright as a star, a huge star, even bigger as when you see Venus on the sky in a certain time of year. And then in the dream, with the vehicles or the craft, it's if you imagine a big hangar ship, only as a spaceship, with a lot of antennas sticking in and out all over the place. And of course, no button, a part of the ship that needs to go into water. But a bit like a hangar ship, actually, you could say that. Does that make sense?
Does make a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that one star thing, that shows up now and again out here where I live now these days. It's huge and it just hangs for 10 minutes. And then when you zoom in on it with a camera, it looks like a white splash, two plates put on top of each other, actually. But it must be huge because I was once out filming the full moon, and you could see actually a shadow over it. So it must have been blocking the sun, the light from the moon in some way.
Has your feelings changed?
And towards my experience?
To your experience from from before to now?
Definitely, most definitely. These days I have a feeling that I actually have some sort of control over what is happening. Of course, I don't always know when it's going to happen, but I still have a feeling that I have some sort of right to say, okay, that's enough. Where before, as a kid, I had a feeling that they played on the fear, and I couldn't tell anyone that I was alone about it. And yeah, I feel stronger. I feel better about it, and I don't mind it anymore. You can say that.
What advice do you have to anybody else that has experienced something and haven't really shared with anyone about it?
Find people that have similar experience. You can never find one that has the same experience, but find people that have similar experience or occurrences and try to talk to them. You can do it completely without anyone knowing about it in your daily life. But find someone to talk about it, because you need to get it out. You need to remember, you need to, so you can understand why this is happening to you. That's what I would say. And also try to if the experience is very negative and having a very bad impact on your mind and your life in many ways, nightmares, bad sleep, poor sleep, and that kind of thing, that you try to get some help. As I did, I got some protection in some sort. That can vary. Perhaps one thing doesn't work for one person, but work for another. But try to see if you can find some sort of help to protect you from these negative entities, at least. I would say, but need to talk about it, most definitely. I have come to terms with it, as I told you, and I don't mind telling the story anymore. I don't try to hide anymore, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. Obviously, when it comes to your work in life.
Yeah, I can't put that out there, that obviously, but with me as a person, I'm okay with it. I have plenty of people around me in my life, friends that also have seen things together with me. So they know that strange things happen around me, and that's just how it is. And that's okay.
Just the way it is. Just the way it is, yeah.
The way it is. Exactly. I bought when I happen something, and then I just kind of take a picture if I have scratched my leg or something in the dream, and then I wake up bleeding. I record it, but yeah, mostly I'm good with it. And waking up with the weird signs on your arm is not quite normal, but that's the story of my life, I guess.
But it's fascinating how, you know, you'd have an experience and you actually are aware what you've done in a dream, and then you wake up with
exactly that scratch on your body. Yes,
that's an interesting point. Okay, I do have some listeners in Denmark, but I think it looks like it's predominantly in the capital around Copenhagen and around there.
But actually, funny enough, in Denmark, it's actually often Jutland and Funen, the island in the middle, that have most occurrences of sightings. Strangely enough. And they come from the sea. You always see them come in from the sea.
From the sea. But the cave system, that's interesting, that is.
Yeah, well, I wonder sometimes if it is down there somewhere. I really do.
If it is kind of close by.
But who knows? I don't know. Yeah. Britain and Denmark, some like place.
Yeah. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Welcome. You're welcome. Bye.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. If what Anne was saying bears some similarities to your experience, or if you've had an encounter and you'd like to share it with thousands of like-minded listeners on the show, shoot me an email at ufochronicles@gmail.com, and I will be back next Friday. Stay safe and have a great week.
dark and lonely road late at night. And all I see is the late great face of my worst enemy. And that was you.
My guns, you are leaving.